Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We're in the book of 1 John, so if you go to Revelation at the end of the Bible, work your way backwards, Jude, 3 John, 2 John, and 1 John. We'll be reading chapters 4 and 5, which will actually end not only a reading, but it will end the book of 1 John. I will take any devotional pauses as I read chapters 4 and 5. I'll think application with you at the end, and then close in prayer, and I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the book of 1 John. And may we be challenged today with living out our faith in a way that would honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 John 4. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. So there are lots of false teachers in that day, and he's trying to help them figure out what's true and what's not. Verse 7, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him, in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. So that's the end of chapter 4. So how do we know that we are in Christ? He continues to point out, you see the evidence of how you live, not just what you say you believe. He talks about the Spirit is inside of us. If the Holy Spirit is inside of us, then we are a believer. He talks about being like Christ. Don't say you love God when you can't love people around you. This is a very practical book of living out our faith. Chapter 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Oh, and that's another thing, of course, chapter 4 also said. It's about what you believe in Jesus, about Jesus, right? And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. Verse 2, this is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is the love for God, to keep his commands. And his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is that that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So this truth of who Jesus is constant. Verse 6, this is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. We accept human testimony, but God's testimony is greater because it's the testimony of God, which he has given about his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar because they've not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. That's a great verse for eternal security and assurance of salvation. Verse 14, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. Keep in mind, in context here, you get what you ask if it is in God's will. Verse 16, if you see any brother or sister commit a sin that does not lead to death, you should pray and God will give them life. I refer to those whose sin does not lead to death. There is a sin that leads to death. I'm not saying you should pray about that. All wrongdoing is sin, and there is a sin that does not lead to death. What is the sin that leads to death? It doesn't tell us exactly. I think most believe it's unbelief is what leads to death. But there are other sins that God sometimes would take people's lives. So it's unclear here, but it certainly shows how important prayer is. Verse 18, we know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. Now don't get mixed up. You put that in the context of all of Scripture. It doesn't mean we don't sin at all. It means we don't live in a lifestyle of sin. That's the emphasis of 1 John, just like James. Hey, don't say you're a Christian and not live like a Christian. The one who is born of God keeps them safe, and the evil one cannot harm them. Verse 19, we know that we are children of God and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true by being in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Dear children, keep yourselves from idol. That's the end of chapter 5 and the end of our reading for today. Well, there's several things there. You may want to go back and read back through these two chapters. Consider what your application is going to be today. What about me? There are several things that caught my attention. But I think for me, chapter 5, verse 13. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And the reason that's important to me is not because I doubt my salvation, but because it really is all about eternal life. And so that reminds me that the fact that I've turned my life over to Christ is the most important thing I could do, and it lasts forever. But the other thing is my concern for other people who don't know that yet, who don't have that assurance yet, to be a light to them, to take opportunities to share with them, and to encourage them with the truth of God's word. What about you? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for 1 John, for the truths that are here, and the encouragement, the exhortation, the challenge to live out what we say we believe. Lord, help me to do that, to be a light to others, to lead them to the truth, which is found in your Son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.